This program is intended for audiences over the age of 21. It's adult in nature and not intended for anyone under legal age. Slut Sounds Podcast. Welcome to the Slut Sounds Podcast. I'll be your cock charmer today, and my name is Linnea, and this is my podcast. You can find the Slut Sounds Podcast online at www.slutsounds.com. You can find my personal page at www.phoneflirts.com, and you can reach me on Twitter at phoneflirts. Hey, want to squirt a big wad of cum all over my face? Hey guys, my girlfriend Candy at PantyVixen.com operates her own phone sex line, and it's strictly for panty lovers. Candy has her own panty fetish, so she knows how to lure out you dirty little panty pervs, and she knows exactly how to treat you. So just call her toll free at 1-877-727-2689 and ask for her $20 special. So here's a little bit of information for you, especially if you're a newbie to phone sex. I kind of want to define it and what it is and talk a little bit about what a call might be like. So the general definition of phone sex is that it is an interactive erotic conversation between two adults that inspires mutual masturbation, fantasy, role play, heavy breathing, and hopefully a few orgasms. Phone sex is basically one-third imagination. And if you have a very vivid and rich imagination, or you're a very creative person, then you're probably going to enjoy it. You might want to fantasize about what you would do with the other person on the line. You can be realistic in phone sex and discuss what you're actually doing to your own body, you know, masturbation. You can go and create an entire scene or fantasy, like have an operator tell you an erotic story, if you will. You could do a role play and interact together. And you can even explore any kind of fetish that you might have. And I'm one of those people that personally believes that everybody has a little fetish of some type. With phone sex, as I mentioned, you need a lot of imagination. But you also need a lot of descriptive words. You have to be vocal. It's what you have. A role play to me would be like a mini movie that you or your partner sort of direct. You create a scene, you interact, and you literally act out that fantasy. Now for me, and I think most people, it's sort of human nature, but fantasy, role play, masturbation, it's kind of like a little escape from reality. It's a way to unwind, just forget about problems and relax. We all masturbate, and different things turn us on. No one ever talks about these things with their friends or their family, really. And I think that's why the internet has kind of opened up like all these doors to different types of sexuality. But you have to realize that phone sex has been around longer than the internet. And I'll never understand it, but masturbation still suffers from like stereotypical taboos in society. And that makes it more fun to talk about with someone else. You know, it's not a topic you can have at Thanksgiving dinner. But you can't talk to a phone sex operator about it very openly. There are actually ways that you can benefit from calling phone sex. You can open yourself up to new ideas, new things, try new things, let someone else take the reins of control, and not have it make an impact or have an effect on your real life. Because once you do hang up that phone, it's over and done with. Hopefully you have fun while it lasted, but there's not a permanent ramification for doing it. When you act out a role player of fantasy, it might not be something that you would really want to do in real life, but you can talk about it. You get to use your imagination, your creativity in a sexual way, and maybe that's a very uplifting experience for some people. And really, that's what phone sex is intended for, is sort of to do things and discuss things that you probably wouldn't do in real life. Having phone sex isn't like this emotional commitment. It's not, it's an intimate experience, but it's not intimacy. It's safe. You don't have to be cautious with your desires, because when you call a phone sex operator, it's very different than talking to your girlfriend, your wife, someone you're courting or whatever. You can be more honest in some ways. Most phone sex operators that I know are open-minded, and most can deal with nearly any type of fantasy. So you can just tell them what you crave, what you're interested in, what you want. And that can be kind of a freeing experience to be that open. Now, of course, phone sex is not a replacement for a regular sexual relationship. Not in the physical sense, anyway. It's a supplement. It's a tease, a little foreplay, a little fantasy, or maybe just a jerk-off session. And that's sort of the beauty of it.
And now for something completely dirty.
See this big black dildo I bought today? See how big it is? Do you think I can fit it all into my tight little pussy? A lot of girls can't handle anything this size. But you know what a horny little slut I am. I saw it in the store and I just had to bring it home, try it out. And you just sit back there and watch as I lay down and spread my legs. First, I'll put some lube on. Rub it into my pussy real good. Just slip my fingers inside me. Ooh, I'm already wet. Ooh. Ooh, I'm just thinking about stretching my pussy wide with this big black dildo. Oh, yeah. Ooh, as I put my fingers deeper in and out, oh, look at my clit and see how throbbing it is. I'm so turned on. Oh yeah, now just the tip at first. That's tight. See the shaft slowly disappearing as I slide it into my pussy? As I slide it in and out, in and out. Oh, baby, I'm so hot. Are you getting turned on watching me? Watching me slide this big black dildo into my tight pussy. See how it stretches my pussy open as I slide it in and out? Faster and faster. Oh, I can't believe how good this feels. Oh yeah, that's it, baby. Get your cock out. Oh, it's so big. You're as turned on as I am, aren't you? Do you like seeing me with this big dildo sliding in and out of my pussy, don't you? I bet you wish it was your cock, don't you? Oh, but not right now. I'm just gonna sit here and slam my pussy with this big black dildo while you jerk off. Ooh, it's really making me hot to see how turned on you are. Yeah, baby, jerk your cock for me. Ooh, yeah, baby, come on. Oh, yeah, come for me, baby. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, come all over my face. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, what are you doing? I can't believe you're just sitting there jacking off your cock. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been dominated by a woman? I mean a real woman. The kind of woman who knows what buttons to push, how to wind you up, and then how to make you melt. Or maybe you need a woman in control to do the thinking for you and to be in charge of your cock. Well, guess what? I have some friends who can help. Call toll free 1-877-937-5283. 24 hours per day, experienced dominating bitches are gonna use the shit out of you.
It was my first experience of oral sex. The guy that I was seeing decided to go down on me. I was slightly apprehensive because only the day before I had finished my period. I was lying back, fairly enjoying myself, when I looked down and saw what was basically carnage. There was blood everywhere, all over his face, all over the sheet, everywhere. I totally freaked. As it turned out, he'd had a nosebleed.
Thanks for listening to the Slut Sounds podcast. Again, I'm Linnea, and it's been my pleasure providing this show for you. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Check back to slutsounds.com for the newest episode coming soon.